A 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls. We deep dive this one. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you goes out to our partners, Birch Creek Angus, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, and AuctionTime.com, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Moose Creek Red Angus. Their dispersion is coming up December 22nd and 23rd, RanchChannel.com, RFD-TV, the Tri-State Livestock News, Top Dollar Angus, Transova Genetics, Westway Feed Products, Wrangler, Wolf Cattle, and this fine radio station. Cow Country News, you know, the cow stuff. Today's news segment is brought to us by Central States Testing and the Shoot Side Pregnancy Test. For less than $9 and just a few drops of blood, call them open or bred in 5 to 20 minutes with 99.5% accuracy at 28 days post-breeding. Make life simple and order yours today at CSTBVD.com. That's CSTBVD.com.
Kansas State University is monitoring an invasive tick that has appeared in Kansas, which can make infected cattle carriers for life of a tick-borne parasite. Earlier in October, the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced they had confirmed the first known Asian longhorn tick in the state. The Kansas Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory put out a warning in early 2025 regarding the parasite transmitted by the tick shortly after it was first detected in a group of cattle brought to Kansas from out of state. The Asian longhorn tick can infect red and white blood cells in cattle with a protozoa parasite, according to K-State. They can cause anemia, weakness, and sometimes death in cattle. There is no antibiotic treatment, meaning cattle remain carriers for life. Symptoms of the parasite in cattle include sluggishness, weakness, and uncoordinated movement. Calves are especially vulnerable, with nearly 50% at risk of death in outbreaks. Ranchers who are worried their cattle may have the parasite can reach out to the Kansas Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory. According to MeetingPlace.com, with U.S. beef prices still near record highs and cattle supplies at historic lows, economists say the federal government's forthcoming herd rebuilding plan will face long odds in boosting production anytime soon. Texas A&M University agricultural economist David Anderson said any such plan will likely have limited short-term impact because cattle production operates on long biological and market timelines. Anderson said the most likely USDA measures will center on easing land access and expanding risk management programs rather than offering financial incentives. Other possible approaches include expanded hay and grazing opportunities on CRP land and low-interest loan programs for new and beginning ranchers. But even those, he said, face practical hurdles, from land readiness to fencing and water access, and would offer limited immediate relief without new farm bill authorization. Beyond Meat shares lost nearly half their value in trading earlier in the week after the company announced an early settlement of its debt exchange offer, which will issue new shares and notes to reduce its $1.3 billion debt load. The maker of plant-based meat alternatives launched the exchange offer on September 29, 2025, in an effort to cut more than $800 million in debt, sending shares down 36% at the time. The company's once high-flying stock, which peaked at $239.71 in July 2019 after its blockbuster IPO, has since fallen sharply amid weakening consumer demand for plant-based products. The price per share earlier this week, less than a dollar. Up next, a 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls. We'll be right back.
RanchChannel.com. I'll give you all just a few seconds to head there on your phone. RanchChannel.com. Go ahead. RanchChannel.com. Your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? We got y'all covered. RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all those different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you? Mark your calendars for Saturday, November 22nd, Ideal, South Dakota, for the fourth annual Jorgensen Land and Cattle Angus Motherlode Sale. For the first time ever, the Motherlode Sale features select bulls alongside a powerful lineup of maternally focused Angus females and backed by 10-plus generations of proven maternal ancestors spanning over 60 years of disciplined selection. No fads, no trends, no single-trait selection, just balanced, profitable cattle built to last. Sale details at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. The Motherlode Sale, the source of maternal Angus genetics.
LivestockMarket.com. We hear from the crew at LivestockMarket.com every week. Bulls, cows, bred heifers, open to replacement heifers, cow-calf pairs, feeders and stockers, horses, pigs, goats, sheep, show stock, hay and straw, and even alpacas. All listed on LivestockMarket.com.
Cattle Battle.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find at your All Things Ranching newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with all of you. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or text 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com and prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. Now, regardless of the class of cattle we are purchasing or looking to purchase, they are at a premium, record-setting prices, actually. So what are the ways to protect that investment? Let's take a look at walking bulls. Sure, we can buy insurance after we purchase them, but what about the longevity of the bull? Looking for Angus bulls, looking for a guarantee. Once again, I bring you solutions. Birch Creek Angus, home of the four-year guarantee on walking bulls. Four-year guarantee. Got y'all's attention, didn't I? The partnership of Logan Sampson and Aaron Tenney that started several years ago has led to the upcoming Birch Creek Angus production sale, selling 18-month-old bulls, fall yearlings, and over 200 commercial heifers in Ruby Valley, Nevada. Logan, Aaron, thanks for coming on the program. October 30th is the sale. Just to start us off, why have the sale in the fall versus late winter or spring?
Well, there's a couple reasons for that. First of all, the spring is an absolute rat race of sales, right? So we love to be different. We love to do something different that nobody else has done. And fall's an easier time of year, really. I mean, most guys are just shipping a few calves. We're kind of at the tail end of the California run. So, you know, a few bulls will go that way for guys that are still scrambling, needing bulls. And then most of our guys, it gives them a chance to actually come to the sale, and our sale's at an absolute party. So they come out and have a good time, and there's not a lot of stress at home as far as calving or trying to plant anything or fertilize anything or get ready for turnout, or all those things are kind of, you know, coming to a close, man. It's a much more enjoyable experience to come by bulls when the weather's good.
It also helps too, the way we develop our bulls. It allows us to grow them a little slower, and we're not pushing them. And, you know, you get these bulls that are sold as yearlings, and you kind of have to push them to get to that certain weight or maturity to be able to go out and breed that spring. We don't have that pressure, so we can turn them out on grass, which they've been turned out on grass for most of the summer. We feel like that adds to the longevity of the animal as well, and that's pretty important to us. We have a guarantee on our bulls for 4 years, and the reason we do that is because we have confidence in the product, and that's due to the way, I mean, that's due to, I would say, management. A lot of that is how we develop those bulls.
So a four-year guarantee on the bulls. Guys, why?
Our customers are investing a lot into these cattle, into what we've done and what we have and are on offering going to do in their herds. And if they don't trust that product, or if I don't trust that product, if we don't trust the product as sellers of that product, why should they trust it? I mean, it's just kind of a way to put your money where your mouth is and say, hey, use them. And it's a big investment. They need to last 4 years. You should get 4 years out of a good breeding bull. And the influence they're going to have is going to last for a long time. There's a lot of consequences of a bad decision as well. So
what goes into that? Oh, I'm sorry, Logan. What goes into that four-year guarantee? I mean, if I got a bull that stifles himself, you know, let's break that down.
Pretty much anything. You know, we've had, one of the issues we run into with a fall sale is a lot of our guys don't turn out their bulls right away, right? So they're going to hold them until spring and then turn them out. We want to make sure that they feel comfortable about that. And so it's covered for anything. We had a bull fall through the ice into a big hole several years ago. And this was in the middle of the winter, hadn't been used yet. We guaranteed him. We gave the guy a full refund. That's our expectation. You know, we treat you the right way. We're going to make sure that you're taken care of. So injuries, same deal. If they get injured, we cover. If they die, so far there hasn't been anything we haven't covered. You know, there are some certain requirements on the buyer's end. They need to make sure that they're adequately feeding the bull and taking care of them properly. But sometimes just bad things happen, and that's not anybody's fault. But if you're going to invest heavily into our product, then we want you to feel protected in that way.
Now, this is extremely attractive when you have a four-year guarantee, and I'm putting all kinds of scenarios in my head right now, and I'm sure that you have heard them all about it's come back. I just don't like the bull. He's ornery. Or I just can't keep this guy in fences. He's constantly in with the neighbors. I'm sure that the two of you have heard just about everything when you've got a four-year guarantee on the bulls, because as a commercial guy, that is extremely attractive to me. That's almost like an additional kind of insurance policy on them.
Yeah, and we're commercial producers ourselves, so we run close to 600 commercial cows. And so we understand, you know, sometimes you buy a bull and the day of, he's everything you wanted, and then you realize, hey, maybe that doesn't fit my program. So that's okay. We can bring him back, and if we need to roll him into our herd, we will, because we know what we're raising, so we have confidence in the product enough to, we're not going to sell a bull that we wouldn't use ourselves. If it doesn't work for you, that's okay. We'll figure out a way to make it right, whether that's through a credit or if we have bulls available, we'll, you know, swap one out, or, you know, we've explored a lot of different options.
We just want to get the right solution for the customer, right? So if that bull doesn't work, we'll figure something out. I mean, we've loaned out our own herd bulls that we use on our registered cows that we've implemented in and paid a lot of money for, you know. But we just want them to get out of what they need to get out of that bull. So we never want anybody hanging without a bull to breed their cows, but we'll make it right one way or another. You know, on some of those cases, we just try to work with everybody and make sure that everybody's taken care of.
To be able to stand behind a four-year guarantee on all breeding bulls, that is not an easy task. You need to have your management, your genetics, and everything really dialed in and working at peak efficiency to make this program work.
Absolutely. So there's a couple components to that question right there. The first being, you know, we scour the country to find bulls that are going to work here, you know, because our environment, we're high elevation, high desert, limited feed resources. You know, the cattle got to travel. And they got to be fertile. They absolutely have to breed under constrained resource conditions. And so it does change your mindset as a breeder, too, to go out and say, you know, you have this young yearling unproven bull that, you know, you just makes your mouth water when you see him. But you got to stop and you got to think, you know, I can't put that at risk because of the way we structure our guarantee. We maybe have to wait a little bit and show that a bull's kind of proven and kind of doing it. We're not afraid to sample those young bulls, but it does change your mindset when you go out and breed those cattle to say, hey, I can't really afford to just be shooting in the dark here. We really have to do our homework and make sure that, you know, we're going to hit the boxes that the offspring of that bull are going to last a long time and they're going to do what we need them to do. The other thing is, you know, you won't find a lot of monster, maybe EPD profiles at our sale. I mean, we have good EPDs and performance, but we believe in a lot of balance because those are the bulls that seem to hold up. They seem to be able to travel. They seem to be able to breed lots of cows, and the calves are good. And they leave daughters that are doing the same thing as they are. And that's really what we strive for. You know, we're always pushing maximizing, but instead optimizing, and that comes with balance, right? And keeping a lot of things in check with very few holes. You know, the cows you don't ever know till they're 10 years old and you go to ship them and you're like, where's she been all her life? Well, she's been in the kitchen raising a calf for 10 years, you know, and those are the kind of cows we like.
And it's important too for us to get out there and see the bulls that we're going to be using. So we do travel and go to the herds, the programs, on the bulls that we choose to use here.
On the customer side, a benefit we've had is that it does force us, going back to your original question, it It number one, it's awesome because it gives us just an excuse to call and say, hey, what's going on? You know, how the bull's doing? Can we do anything to help? You know, and it kind of makes us do that, right? Because we're all busy. We're all trying to do stuff on the ranch and do other things, but it makes us do that. And then it's a great conversation starter and to see what's working and what's not, you know, and we find out real quick. So
now when you have this type of relationship with your customers, and like you said, it's another reason to call them and check in. Have you found that you've been able to help place some of those feeder calves of some of those customers that purchase Birch Creek Angus bulls?
Absolutely. Actually, this last year we started buying just a few customers' calves, and we'd love to grow that more. Out west here, a lot of those calves get placed through the Western Video Market. A lot of our customers' calves go through there. Nevada Livestock Marketing, Jack Payne's doing a great job with what he's doing up there at the sale barn and what he stands for. It absolutely has helped us place those cattle. And there's certain, you know, pushes out there in the breed right now for certain things. And we've found that really they're not as important as we make them think. You know, we come back to traits like functional traits in terms of health, docility, good structure, good bone, you know, good muscle, all those things. And those calves do extremely well. And we can, the proof's in the pudding, right? Like we'll feed the calves ourselves. We'll help them get out there. We'll help them get somewhere. I mean, that part's like fun, you know, that's like game day.
And when you talk about docility, we're out in these bulls on a daily basis. We can walk through, we can make sure that they behave appropriately, you know, they're not aggressive, and we're able to identify those animals that maybe just aren't going to fit in that way pretty easily. But if you come and walk through the bulls here, you walk out into the field and they just kind of hang out and they're there. You don't end up in the field and they all scatter. So we think it's important to be around those bulls. Number one, we can identify if there's going to be any sickness or anything like that. But number two, we get them used to being around humans, and they get more comfortable with that. So when they do go to the customer, they're gentle. I mean, they're still animals, right? But they're gentle enough to be around and not feel like you're going to get run over.
Boys, I told you I was going to dive deep into this one. So starting to land the plane here, your bulls are raised in high elevation, high desert country. Will they thrive in different environments, heading down the mountain, if you will?
Well, we've pride ourselves in that we'll deliver to any of the lower 48 states for free. So challenges on that, but we would absolutely stand behind those bulls that they're going to go lower, farther east. They're gonna work because they've been up here. I mean, slow developed. The cows are out on big brush pastures. I mean, they're everything's real about them. There's not 2 inches of baby fat on their back. You know, they're not going to go well. They're not going to go sit in the corner under the shade tree and not breed cows. I mean, there's just so many of those things that we challenge up here. We're at a high elevation, limited resource constraints. And so if they're going to go anywhere better than this, I'm confident they're going to do well. And we've had them go, you know, to Central California, over to Colorado. You know, we've had them go quite a ways and they've done just fine. So I would not be, I mean, you can absolutely buy with confidence and know that they're going to work. And, you know, if for some reason something were to happen, our guarantee's there. And we stand behind that.
Logan Sampson and Aaron Tenney with Birch Creek Angus, thanks for the time coming on the program. Now, in addition to the 80 bulls backed by that 4-year breeding guarantee, they're selling 200 commercial heifers that are from customers using Birch Creek genetics. Now, here are the sale details. Aaron said a party, and that's what this one is going to be. The goat roping. Yes, y'all heard that correct. The goat roping starts the morning of Thursday, October 30th at 10. Ice cream and soda trucks are going to be on site, followed by the tri-tip lunch served at 11:30 and the sale to follow at 1 p.m. Bid and buy online at cci.live and sale information. The catalog videos, everything is available at ranchchannel.com and birchcreekangus.com. That's Thursday, October 30th, Ruby Valley, Nevada. Time for a quick break. We have more of the Ranch It Up radio show when we come back. Don't let nutrition be the missing piece. Nutrition is a key piece to the puzzle of cattle production. As forage quality diminishes, your cowherd's nutritional needs do not decrease. Westway's liquid feed provides protein, energy, vitamins, and minerals, and helps to increase digestibility of forages. This supports fetal programming for the calf in utero and cow body condition scores. Both directly contribute to your herd's performance and profitability. So don't let nutrition be the missing piece. Head to westwayfeed.com.
A 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls? Absolutely. At Birch Creek Angus, we believe if we can't stand 100% behind our bulls, neither should you. That's why we proudly offer a 4-year guarantee on every bull sold. Join the Birch Creek Angus crew Thursday, October 30th at the JBRM Ranch, Ruby Valley, Nevada, selling AV bulls and 200 commercial heifers. Broadcast live on CCI.live. Catalog videos and sale information available at ranchchannel.com and birchcreekangus.com. Birch Creek Angus, home of the 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls.
If your herd is suffering from scours or has had scours, see immediate results with Pharmatan from Imogene Ingredients. Get your herd on a Pharmatan feeding plan now to prevent scours for next calving season. Got questions on what type of scours your calves are experiencing? Call 515-745-1639 for a consultation on how to best stabilize your herd and prevent any future problems. Producers are getting their herds back in shape, more breed backs, healthier calves, and eliminating scours with Pharmatan. Check out PharmatanUSA.com and on Facebook.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program, we bring in Kirk Donsbach with StoneX Financial Incorporated. We recap the markets from last week and go through the numbers. Kirk, what do you got for us this morning, buddy?
Well, good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. As of Friday, October 10th, November feeder futures closed the week at 376.60. That's up 21.12.5 a week, with the CME feeder index up 535 at 367.92. That left the basis at a negative 813 versus October. That is pretty wide, but I want to warn that we had a daily trade of 371 on Friday that's not yet rolled into the five-day average. December live cattle closed the week at 242.60. That's up $8 on the week, with cash trading 235 to 236 refused in the south and 234 to 235 traded in the north. The five-year report wasn't reported with the government shutdown, but the basis versus October futures in the lowest cattle traded in the north was a negative $4.75. That contract is very exposed to deliveries or to feedlots declaring delivery. No deliveries have been made at this time. Choice boxes were up 330 at 365.57. And we should note that we have a 20-some dollar rally in feeders, an $8 rally in fats, and a $3 rally in boxes. That's a little concerning. Weekly slaughter was 547,000 head. That's down 15,000 head from last week and 43,000 head lower than the same week last year. Dress weights and yearly production was not reported due to the shutdown. To wrap this up, December corn closed the week at 413.5, down 6 cents. The big news was the China trade deal falling apart, disappointing all the grain markets. Corn is holding together fairly well, though.
Want in on a little secret that makes backgrounding operations more profitable? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. In one of my recent episodes, Jared Branley shares how proper record keeping and animal health protocols play an integral role in the profitability of backgrounding operations. Here's a small portion of our conversation.
If we can use a program like Performance Beef and we can know exactly what our true break-even these cattle are, I guess we're not panicking when we're selling them, or we can be comfortable with a profit margin, and we're going to take that profit margin and roll on. Those guys that are notepad, that really never know where they're at, they're probably always really nervous about the market and maybe hesitant to sell on an up day because they really don't know, is this good enough profit that I'm happy with or not on the health side. If we've got a program together, we can track treatments. So the cattle that we're treating and we see the success of those treatments, we can really tailor an antibiotic treatment program for those clients. And that's where we see, if we can take a data set and show these producers, you know, a true treatment protocol, and the success we're getting out of that treatment protocol, that's where we can see a big game change with our clients right there.
Ready to tune into the full conversation? Check out the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast on your favorite podcast player as soon as you're done listening to the Ranch It Up radio show.
Now, before we say fare thee well, the upcoming Ranch Channel sales calendar, Thursday, October 30th, Birch Creek Angus, Ruby Valley, Nevada, selling 80 bulls and 200 commercial heifers, sale broadcast live on CCI.live. Friday, October 31st, the online bidding starts for the Wassum Red Angus Elite Heifer Sale. 30 of the Wassum family's top bred heifers, superior pedigrees in this online-only sale that starts Friday, October 31st. Bid online at DV Auction. Saturday, November 8th, join us in Columbia, Alabama for the third annual JYJ Red Angus Bull and Heifer Sale. Age-advantaged bulls, registered heifers, and commercial bred heifers. That's Saturday, November 8th. All sale details are listed on ranchchannel.com. And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Logan Sampson and Aaron Tenney with Birch Creek Angus, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Shay Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, Birch Creek Angus, home of the four-year guarantee on walking bulls, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, home of the Motherlode Sale, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Moose Creek Red Angus, Dispersal Sale coming up December 22nd and 23rd, RanchChannel.com, RFD-TV, the Tri-State Livestock News, Top Dollar Angus, Transova Genetics, Westway Feed Products, Wrangler, Wolf Cattle, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.